There were also two or three questions by people to whom the stillness is yet only a mental concept. And so they ask, "It's great to hear about it, but I've never experienced the stopping of my mind. My mind is continuously noisy, compulsive. It continuously worries and thinks. So what can you tell me?" they ask. There are also a few questions on meditation, the use, the purpose, usefulness, or otherwise of meditation. And I'd like to bring the two together, the two questions. Especially if the mind is incessantly active, even here, as you sit here, if you cannot notice the gaps, if you cannot be attentive to the gaps, now make sure that this is actually the truth, because you may actually notice the gaps for a moment. There may be a momentary cessation. But because you're so used to listening to your mind, to the mind is saying, "No, nothing is going on. I don't get it." Maybe you do, briefly. However it may be, if your mind has such overpowering momentum, meditation is a wonderful thing. There is a meditation, there are different methods. One could say, of course, that being in the body is a kind of meditation. Feeling the inner body, directing attention into the inner body, is a kind of meditation. The way it's presented here is in a non-formal, formalized way. I just feel that. And it may be that people whose mind is extremely, extremely active may need a somewhat more formal approach to being in the body. And so there's a beautiful meditation technique, Vipassana, that directs your attention slowly and gradually into the body. So that would be a good thing to take up the practice of that. There are also mantras. If used rightly, they should stop the mind and replace all the various mental activities with just that, the mantra. And eventually, of course, the mantra needs to come to an end, and then the stillness is there. Buddhism has designed for hopeless cases the counting meditation. Not hopeless, no. Where you count mentally from 1 to 10 and 10 to 1, or I think maybe you start at 100, I don't remember. But you count backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. And then that gives your mind something to do. But at least it becomes more focused. And once the chaos of the mind has become a more focused kind of noise, it's easier eventually to drop it once the chaotic noise has become focused noise. You can more easily drop once the noise has become focused than you could drop the chaos. It's hard to drop the chaos except in great suffering.